All right, North Central Connected. We are on location in Jackson, Mississippi, in front of, I'm going to just call this club CYL.
Cooperative Youth Leaders Workshop.
So we are in day two of Cooperative Youth Leadership Workshop. We have brought, North Central has brought 13 of DeSoto and Marshall County's finest.
Yes.
And brought them down here for networking and visiting the Capitol and meeting their legislator, and currently a dance party happening right now, and it's been a huge experience for not just them. I've had a lot of fun here myself. So.
You know, I said it on social media, this is my favorite time of year.
Absolutely.
And, this is actually, I think, my 10th or 11th class. I've lost count, depending on whatever counts during the pandemic, but it's always a great opportunity mm-hmm. to select kids from our area schools that are sponsored 100% by North Central and the Electric Cooperatives of Mississippi to come and join in with students sponsored by the like statewide and learn about leadership, mm-hmm. learn about the cooperative business model and yep. network here in Jackson, our state capital, visit the Capitol building, and go through some exercises that enrich their lives and set the stage for their leadership abilities going forward.
Yeah. So we are going to do a special podcast. We're going to interview four of our students that were involved. We're talking to a few of our students that have, sorry, it's a little distracting out there with all the commotion, but we're going to be posting this. And if you guys want to see more of the youth leadership program and what we're doing, northcentralelectric.com. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Vimeo, YouTube, anywhere, and we're posting this content. And it's not just content that I shoot and edit or you shoot and send to me to put on social media, but our telling the student story, that we have them telling their own story and the experience that they have and the huge smiles and the these huge friendships they're going to be making for the rest of their lives. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And we take time to speak with these students on their experience and forgive any kind of production flaws that we may have here, because we really do. We've got the ice cream social and dance party yeah. going out right in front of us, which is winding down. But yeah. Justin has no doubt has the ability to edit this to where it's production quality.
No pressure. I got you.
But please, just take a listen. I encourage you, any rising juniors, to listen. We're going to come around to each school and tell you how to apply. But this yeah. program is one that is going to be yeah. valuable and will serve your students going forward.
So we will be right back and interviewing two of our students. And we hope that you guys keep listening. Make sure to see this content that we're providing on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and X and TikTok and Snapchat and wherever else we are. Just search for us, North Central Electric Cooperative, North Central Connect. We will be right back. And we're back with two of our representatives. This is Alexa and Zion. Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Nesbitt, Mississippi.
What school you go to?
I go to DeSoto Central High School.
I'm from South Haven, Mississippi, and I also go to DeSoto Central High School.
Okay. So, how's it been so far?
Amazing. Like, it has been so fun. And I'm so happy to not be at school and be experiencing something like this. It is so fun.
You're supposed to leave that part out. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's been great. It's beyond what I could have even imagined.
So, I mean, it's only been 36 hours in, but favorite thing so far?
Y'all hear the DJ in the background? The dance party was definitely my favorite.
The dance party or breakfast with our senators and representatives?
I'll add to that, because I noticed that during our breakfast with our legislators, you were engaging them. You were drilling them with questions, which was really kind of exhilarating just yeah. to see you interacting with our legislators. Is there something you learned about the legislative process and the representatives that we have?
Yeah, mine was really interesting. He told me that he owns an eye doctor, and I didn't even realize that that was something you could do and be a representative. Like, that it's people from all different backgrounds, and that's how they better represent people, because they come from different backgrounds.
That's right. Senator David Parker, right?
Yeah, Mr. Okay. Parker.
Good.
Okay, so you said the breakfast with your legislators was the favorite thing. Now, was it the actual time with the legislators, or the food was that good? Which one?
I don't know. The food was pretty up there. No, the time with legislators.
I'm a sucker for chicken and waffles myself, so it's like
it was the grits. The grits for me.
Okay. All
right.
Grits. So we're asking you guys about, like, you know, your experience in doing this. So we're hoping to get more information out about youth, cooperative youth leadership. So tell us a little bit about the process. You this guy visited your school, he talked to you guys, and then what happened?
So afterwards, we were assigned an essay project, and you had to research your local cooperative. You were actually giving multiple prompts that you could pick from. I chose the history of electric cooperatives and why they were so important, and I did a lot of research and finding. I actually found out a lot, and I found out how hard it was for Mississippians who didn't have electricity and how hard they had to fight to get it. And it made me really proud of where I come from and being a Mississippian, because it just shows that we're really resilient and we fight for what it is that we need. So it not only deepened my knowledge on electric cooperatives, but it just made me to be proud of where I'm from.
Okay. I think the cool thing about the essay that was given, it was different prompts. So you could do whatever spoke to you. Like Lexi did that. I did, I chose a family member that was grew up in a rural area. My great aunt and uncle are still alive, and I talked to them, and it's crazy, like, hearing the stories about the different, like, they didn't have power, they didn't have just so many of the opportunities that we have, and it was really enlightening to hear that.
So both of you understood the assignment, which was to learn about electric cooperatives.
Nice drop. That was awesome right there.
No, seriously. But they truly did. No, and the exercise is to learn about electric cooperatives, because if we don't continue to tell our story, it'll be forgotten. And I appreciate the research that y'all did, and really the enthusiasm that both of y'all have put into this program, because that's the design of it.
But so you guys passed the essay, then we said we're coming to your school, we're going to interview you guys. How was that for you?
For me, it was a little nerve-wracking at first. I was a little nervous until I got in there, and everybody was so personable, especially you, that it really wasn't bad.
That's what I was really digging for, was that compliment. I was like, she's going to say something nice.
That was planted.
For me, it was fun, but it was nerve-wracking. Like, Mr. Villapani, he came in and said, who wants to go first? And looks at me and goes, well, Alexa looks ready, so you're going to go. So I was like, okay, well, then I guess I'm ready.
I
was really honest. I was very genuine with my answers, and Mr. Jaggers definitely helped take some of the edge off. My favorite question was, how comfortable are you with the camera?
And you guys, I mean, it's like I said, it's been 36 hours here. Now you guys spend 6 days in D.C. with yours truly. And every chance we get, we're taking your photo. So this is just a little taste of it. If you can't handle the pictures here, then we might have to leave you back in at your home school there for the DC trip. But no, seriously, it's been great, like, getting to know you guys and seeing this group. We're really proud of this group. So any advice that you would have for somebody that might be, like, what would you tell a sophomore back at your home school about this program?
I'd say, I know some of the stuff sounds like it's not true. Like, everybody kept saying, like, oh, you're going to meet friends that you're going to make for a lifetime. And, like, you hear that and you're like, okay, but are we really? But it's crazy. Like, we're in there having a party right now, and I've just been exchanging numbers, exchanging my Instagram, and, like, really making true connections with people from all over the state, hearing different stories and making, like, real friends. Like, I told them I'm going to miss them. Like, I can't wait for June for the Washington trip.
Cool. And?
You're going to have a lot of networking opportunities. I actually got Miss Kimberly Remax's phone number. Her and I bonded over our special needs. What is the word? Y'all, I just been partying.
Okay.
I am so tired.
Advocacy.
Advocacy. Yes. We've been bonding over our special needs advocacy.
Awesome.
And she gave me her number to, like, reach out and be a resource. And you're going to make so many different connections and do so much networking. And you're going to have a lot of opportunities. And it's honestly, like, it helps you build your future so much, and you never know where these opportunities are going to take you. So if you do get accepted to the program, make the most of every moment you're here.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
I think that sums it up very well.
It really does, but it's not about just politics. It's about the networking, and you said that correctly. You make connections with your legislators, but I guess what it does is it makes this state a whole lot smaller to a student. You're going to be a voting age in about 18 months or so. So making those connections and to be able to tell the story to future representatives of this program who can really be active in their communities is really powerful.
Cool. So one last question before we go. We're checking in with you guys, but we're 36 hours in. Who's been your favorite advisor so far?
trying to get us in trouble.
Well, my favorite advisor to make TikToks of has been Mr. Jaggers.
Yeah. That was planted.
You guys may now go to DC. We'll be right back. We are back. We are joined by John Hadaken and Epps Dye. Guys, how are you doing so far?
I'm doing great, man.
Great.
Okay, so real quick, John, tell me where you go to school.
All right. I go to Byhalia High School. I'm in 11th grade.
Okay. Epps?
I'm a junior at North Point Christian.
Okay, so you guys have had your first, I want to say 36 hours?
Yeah.
36 hours of youth leadership workshop. What do you guys think so far?
It's very cooperative. It's
the safe answer. No.
It's very knowledgeable. You know, we're getting a lot of good education and understanding of leadership qualities here. You know, it's not no day's the same. You know, it's always going to be something different.
Absolutely, Epps.
I think it's been really great meeting different people from around our state and seeing how they do things, and that's been a really big part of it, and I really have enjoyed that.
So I've got to point this out, and this was earlier. Epps knows the Capitol like the back of his hand. Did you know that? He's
yeah.
aged for the folks at the Capitol. So tell
I was
us,
told he's experienced.
Yeah. So he was like guiding. He was like telling me all the cool stuff. So, Epps, what have you done for the? What does a page do at the Capitol? First off,
so a page at the Capitol normally just is a helper for the representative or senator that they're paging for. So if they need something during session and they don't want to get out of their chair, so they don't miss anything, you can run and grab a piece of paper for them or send mail for them. Just errands for them to make their job a little bit easier.
Okay. So what's like the strangest thing a senator or a representative has asked you to get in the middle of a session?
I got 3 Diet Cokes, all for 1 senator. But he told me I could get something else for myself, so that was pretty cool. With the change.
All right.
So, well, yeah, okay. you spent time here paging recently, and you paged for which representative?
Representative Bill Kincaid.
Okay. So you had a knowledge of the Capitol. We went there today and kind of toured around, got a chance to go on the floor and visit with Representative Kincaid. How was it different from when you were there as a page from today's experience as you toured the Capitol, as you got to the floor, as you got to hear some of the stories?
So
tell me your experience.
Today's experience was a lot different because when I paged, I only paged on the House of Representatives side.
Uh-huh.
So when we went on the Senate side, it was really neat seeing how they're both houses of our legislature, but it's 2 different systems, different people. Senators do things a little bit differently, and so seeing how both of those work differently but also together to get bills passed, and that's what Lieutenant Governor Hoseman talked a little bit about in his presentation. About how we have to all work together and our government works together to get our bills passed. And so that's what was a little bit different on this go around.
All right. So real quick, because we are gonna wrap up this podcast soon. Okay, so you guys have learned about Youth Tour. What would you tell, so you guys are juniors, what would you tell sophomores about this program?
Do it. Look, it might seem like, oh man, I'm a junior. I got so much stuff to do, and I, you know, I have to write an essay. It's so worth it. I mean, this is the first workshop. There, we still have to go to DC, and it's already been such an adventure.
Have to go to DC.
We still get to go to DC. And it's been such an adventure. You know, meeting people, and you know, the first couple hours, they're pretty awkward. But once you get to know these guys, man, it's literally like, you know, the people you know at school. Like, we all relate in some way, you know, whether, you know, you're the cooler kid and you just happen to be, you know, a bit nerdy and you wrote the essay, or you just write the essay because you wanted to get out of school. We all relate somehow, and it's so worth it. I truly recommend it.
Epps, what would you tell somebody?
I would say do it because you're going to meet new people. And that's always something that I enjoy, is because you always have a connection with someone. And it takes about 2 minutes talking to someone to find a connection, especially in the state of Mississippi. So I would say do it for new connections. You never know when you're going to use a connection you made a while ago, later down the road in life, whether it be for college or jobs. So I would say do it to meet new people and to learn more about cooperatives, which serve our state so well.
Okay. So again, with this program, so we to be a part of it for North Central, you need to be in a school at a school that's in our system.
Yeah.
And Michael comes to visit all the sophomores or juniors? They're sophomores when you get junior. To them, right?
Yeah, well, okay, actually, they're juniors, and I'll come around probably in September, meet with the counselors and principals in August, and then we'll set this up to where I'm coming around to each school in our service area, and we'll do an assembly, if they allow us to talk about the program and present each student with an application and let them know what the essay requirements are and everything. In September, we'll do the interviews in the fall and have our students selected after they write the essay by mid-January, probably. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
About January, December. Yeah.
So, I do want. All right, let me ask you guys. So you've met students from across the state.
Yes.
Tell me something you have learned about your state just by interacting from students from Tennessee state line all the way to the coast.
Oh, man. A lot of people, where you come from, you know, you hear stereotypes about the other place. And it's so not true. Like, there are people all the way down on the Gulf Coast in Biloxi who relate just as much to the people who are up in Northwest Mississippi like we are. And, you know, you think, oh, well, they're from the Gulf Coast, so, you know, they're going to be suck up. You know, they're going to be like they have everything that they want just because, you know, that's the stereotype you get. Like, you live on the beach, you get all you can eat. And, you know, it's really not like that at all. You know, there's it's just, it's so great.
Yeah. Yes.
Can you repeat the question?
What did you learn about your state through the other members or the other participants in the youth leadership workshop?
I realized that our state works so well and runs so well because we run it like a family, like a community. And so when we treat one another as equals and as people with valuable ideas and people with worth, I think we get more done. And I think we can see that with the program here, but also with our legislators in Jackson.
Okay.
You summed it up correctly. I always say that Mississippi is one big small town.
It really is.
And once you make that connection, it's a simple relationship that you build.
Yeah.
So, you know, continue with this process. You do the essay, or Michael meets with the schools, you do the essay, and then you go through an interview process. So my last question for you guys, for anybody that might be interested in this program, what is a good interview tip?
Okay. Look, you know I have something to say.
I know.
You know I have something to say. So I'm going to keep it so real with whoever's watching this podcast. I came to my interview. It was December. I came to my interview in a green sweater, a red polo, and a Christmas hat. You can ask these two guys right there. I'm not lying. You know, people are like, oh, you want to dress your best. Well, I mean, yeah, you want to dress nice. You want to have good manners. But you also want to be yourself at the same time because that's who you're going to be on this trip. You know, you're going to – like for me, I'm – whether it was in that interview room just with me and y'all, I'm still the same person I am out here. I'm an outgoing, altruistic person. Yep. You know, I have such a great personality, I say myself. But, you know, I like to express myself. And sometimes, you know, it's not necessarily a good thing to express yourself to the full extent, but it's gotten me by so far. So,
how do you follow that?
I would say think quick, make good eye contact. Yes. Firm handshake.
I will. Yeah, I'll say that for you. Yeah, absolutely.
Think quick. Firm handshake. Don't get stumped by the question that they ask about your favorite animal, because or what animal best represents you, because that stumped me the most.
And then you had to draw that animal, right?
I did.
not in the interview, but at least for the workshop part. All right, so thank you guys for joining us. We are going to wrap things up. This has been North Central Connected. Be sure to follow North Central Electric Cooperative on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube, Vimeo. And I'm sure there's something else.
TikTok.
Did I say TikTok? Okay.
I don't.
And TikTok. But find us. And you actually can see videos of this week and the workshop on all of our social media posts or social media activity. And we're happy to share it with that with you guys. And if you want more information on the Cooperative Youth Leadership Program, please visit us at northcentralelectric.com. And we will be glad to get you applications and information. So that's it for us.